Hey, what's going on?
I'm looking for diamonds.
Awesome. What you got?
I have a gal who wants a 2-carat natural radiant.
Okay.
She's got one that looks bond in green. That's an FVS1.
Okay.
So, if it's just shy of 2-carat, that's fine with two.
All right, let's ask a couple of questions.
Sure.
More square, more rectangular?
I think more rectangular.
Okay, that seems to be what everybody's going for these days. And you said FVS1. Do you have a budget and a time frame for me?
Time frame is not necessarily immediate. Today, we're looking for prices.
Okay. So I don't have an FSI or VS1 in stock. That doesn't mean I can't find it.
Yep.
I have two that are close we're going to talk about. We're going to kind of go from there.
Perfect.
First one's out, but again, close, not exact. It's a 201G VS2 GIA. It's rectangular at 8.59 by 6.1, 68 depth, 65 table, excellent. None. That one's $18,291. Now, the other one I have is closer to what you're asking. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. The other one I have is closer to what you're asking for as far as color and clarity, but it's a little bigger. It's a 251.
And oh, it's too big.
Yeah. And that one's 12.5 a carat. So, I mean, do you think you can get into the $25,000 budget, or is that too much?
Are you talking our cost on this? Right.
Yep, you asked for a 2-carat FVS1 rectangular radiant, right?
Yeah.
Natural.
Because she showed me a picture of the flute of a diamond from Lux Bond in green, and I asked her what they were asking, and she said around 20. How can Lux Bond in green retail it for 20,000?
Got no idea. I mean, here's the deal. It could be that diamond's milky or hazy. We look at the GIA cert, and under keys to symbol, if it says cloud not shown, typically that's a cloud over the whole diamond, and you're going to get a huge discount on it.
Gotcha.
Also, if they took it in on trade, or if they've owned it for years,
gotcha.
I mean, diamonds are at the cheapest they've been in a long time. Since I've been here 17 years. And I will tell you this 201 GVS2 that we own that's out at $18,291 is 30 back of wrap.
What does that mean?
That means there's a 30% discount on it, wrap net discount. It's a good. That's a good discount. So if they're telling you she can buy one, certified GIA FVS1, you said for
$20,000? Yep.
Something's wrong. Let me look at something just to be on the safe side. I have WrapNet here. I just want to make sure that I'm not playing over my head.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think what would bring that price down,
Yep.
Yeah. $20,000. That's all right. I mean, this is what I'm going to do because I know the market's low right now. I'm going to do what we call a diamond cue, see if I can't find that exact diamond or something very, very similar.
Okay.
First, I always go and look at emerald cuts because emerald and radiant are very similar styles. They can be very similar make as far as length to width. One's a step cup, so it's going to be a little bit more money. I mean, I own a 2-carat FVS1 GIA emerald cut.
Yep.
It's $21,600, so that didn't give me the help I needed.
Yeah.
So let me hit the open market real quick. Let me see what we see and see how crazy that prices be. Lux Bond in green. Now, where is Lux Bond in green?
There's one in West Hartford.
Okay.
There's one in Glastonbury.
All right.
There's one at the casino.
I see one in West Hartford.
Yep.
Yeah, Interesting. I mean, it's not us that that diamond's from, which is good news on my end.
Yep.
We only do business with that store, and it's very, very little. So let me do what we call a diamond Q. So I'm going to put the diamond Q in. Do you think she would accept the VS2, or it's got to be what she saw?
No. She's flexible.
All right. I just want to see if I can find something at that price, because that'll tell me what's wrong with it. Or if, you know, the two that we own are just overpriced because they're old. And that could be, that could be as well.
Yep.
But I want to, you know, we want to exhaust every effort to find out what the deal is there.
Yep.
Like I said, the fact that the discount from RapNet is 30%, that's a big discount. It doesn't mean, you know, there isn't more out there that's, you know, a better discount. It just means that I have to question it. So, and you don't think she'd go for a G, so we want to stick F, we want to stick VS, and we want to stick, I mean, for you to make money, if she's looking at 20,000, we got to be at 15, right?
Yeah.
Or less, right? Has to be rectangular. I even spelled that right. Don't tell anybody. So as soon as I hit send here, it's going to, bless you.
Bless everybody.
It's going to go upstairs to my buyer here, Renee and Desi, and then it'll also go to my New York City office with David and Jeff, and they are going to frantically search the interweb and the Diamond District in New York City, because we're in the Diamond Building, to see if one of our cutters, one of our manufacturers, has something similar. Now, before I let you go, I'm just going to look one other place just to be, just to see how far off we are. I just wondered if we had, well, interesting. All right. I mean, there's one in-house today, a 203FSI1 GIA, that's 17,357. And then there's a 201H VS1 GIA that's 15,929. Both have new amounts.
I don't know if it was a GIA diamond.
Well, if it's not, that would be where the issue is. If it is, like I said, either it's milky or hazy, it's an off make, there's something wrong with it, or it's you know, they took it out on trade, or they've had it for years and they're just trying to blow it out.
Right.
Which in this market, you know, they could have paid more for it 4 or 5 years ago. I took in a 90.H VS2 round on trade a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
In 2020, they paid $3,400 for that diamond. It's a $2,200 diamond today.
Yeah.
We gave them what they paid for it. They bought a 120.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me see what we can get done. I have a couple that are close, but let me, I would, on your end, I'd like to know if that's a GIA, you know?
I'll see what I can find out.
I'm sorry, and I don't mean to pry. It's just,
no.
You know, I'm crazy with this. I look at the back of wrap, the actual discounts.
Right.
I'm seeing 30 across the board.
What is that rate that you're calling back of what?
Okay, so RapNet is a calculator that's online. You have to pay for it. Martin Rappaport started that company about 40 years ago.
Yep.
And what he did was the average discount off of what they call wrap. So full wrap pricing would have no discount on it. All right. Typically what we see is somewhere between 20 and 25 off of that price would be what wholesale would be. When it gets to 30, 35, 40, 45. In this case, that price is probably 45 or 50 off of base price, wrap price. So there's something not right. And again, it could just be old inventory that they're trying to move. You know, if
not a GIA cert.
Well, it could be. How do I say this? A lot of times when a business has a piece of merchandise that's sat there for years, it's found money to sell it below cost.
Right.
You've already written it off because you owned it for 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
So we do see some of that. Radiants are very popular right now. The price that they have on that retail at $20,000 is absolutely ridiculously low.
Right.
Even in a market where prices are extremely low.
I did not see a price tag. I'm just getting the amount.
No, I know. She's telling you, and I get that. And I've long stood by the term buyers are liars. I did retail 40 years ago when I was 16.
The person who's purchasing this is a woman who came in here today. She's not the one who went and looked on in green.
Okay.
Did. So sent her videos and pictures and said, this is what I want. And somebody gave my customer recommendations to come here.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I told her I'll see what we can do.
Beautiful. All right, let me see what I can come up with. Like I said, if they can come up with something less. I asked for a 120 GSI 1 oval earlier. Everything we had was in the $45,000 and $5,000 range. They found me two that were $3,200.
Okay.
So, you know, just because I don't have it sitting here doesn't mean it's not out there and then we can't get it. I'll do my best for you.
Thank you, Scott.
You got it. Thank you.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.